today to my podcast, Mein Musikleben. I have studied classical singing and voice, and I love to sing a lot of contemporary and experimental music. If you would like to know more about me, please look at my website, www.irenekyorka. And you could also subscribe to my monthly newsletter if you would like to find more about me or what I'm doing in the future. And there are great things coming up this year. So keep posted. In this podcast, I talk about themes all around contemporary experimental music. And I share with you the insider knowledge behind the scenes. And I bring you the human beings out of this music world closer. And this is one of the things I like the most. And this is why I have started this podcast 7 years ago, in April 2018. I always wanted to know why people are motivated. How do they really think and feel when they bring out this great art they are doing? And all the listener of you who are listening to this podcast, and some of you even told me, you were like, you're asking the questions I always wanted to ask, but I never dare to. Or you tell me, well, I've worked with this person before, but through your podcast, it got closer. I really feel this person more. And I know it's also important to talk about music and musical ideas and so on, but we have a lot of this already out there. And I was like, no, I want to know why people do this. How do they do this? So I asked different questions. And this is why I really had to start this podcast. And I'm very happy and thankful that you all like my approach and my work, because you're listening to it. And so we're obviously on the same wavelength, that you're interested in things I'm interested in. This is why you're here. This is why we are here. And this is when you write me all those things, I'm like, yes, let's keep going. Because there have been times where I was wondering if I should continue. And there was a time, I think it was in 2021, where I even considered in stopping this podcast. This anniversary podcast episode is now for the 7th anniversary. And it's in English, as you already hear. And also because I started broadcasting English episodes since January 2024. And that also made a big difference, because suddenly, really, people from all over the world, in countries sometimes I had to look up where even are they, are listening to this podcast. So yeah, we're quite a big community, or a very spread out one. And I'm singing great concerts this year, so check it out or come by if you're somewhere close by. There will be more great episodes in this podcast coming up. And some of you already noticed I have now a radio show since March of 2025. The radio show is called Chaos Radio Summit, and it's based in California. And they have a weekly show on Saturday where they have international DJs. And I think my colleagues are from Great Britain, and I got asked to. So my music show is on the 4th Saturday in each month. So you can tune in there, right? Real radio, put in 92.5. Or they also put it then later in a format, I think it's also kind of a podcast format, where you can listen to this. And there I really present great and interesting music to you. I'm cooperating with the NMZ, Neue Musikzeitung, a very, very wonderful and important German music paper here. So for today, I've prepared a theme for you. I really like, and it often showed up in my life, and I was often thinking about it, and then there were new inspiration thoughts about it. And since I assume I'm not the only one here who could have this or this kind of approach, let me talk about it. I'm talking today about slow motion multitasking and being an artist. And while we get through this talk, you will figure out more and more what slow motion multitasking is and how we can deal with this. The thing that is behind this topic is expert versus many talents. What do you do when you have many talents in this world? And there are also these experts, and there has been a time, I don't know if it's changing, or people more aware, or people don't care anymore, or people say, okay, I just do what I do and how I am. But there were times where they said, no, you have to focus, you have to be an expert for something to be successful. And when I look around with artists who I know, yes, they whatever play an instrument, sing or compose, but there are so many of them who also do other things. So some of them write, publish textbooks, they conduct, they podcast, they teach yoga, they coach or any other things. So obviously the musicians I know are very curious and they do many things. They are very knowledgeable about so many other things or even other genres like literature and arts. And I really must admit, I like open people myself. And I admire universal geniuses like Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, or Hildegard von Bingen. They have in common that they are very creative and they bloom in these areas. And yeah, maybe it's okay to not be creative only in one area. But how often maybe people also have told you, focus on one thing, don't waste your energy by distributing it into many different projects and areas. And some people maybe even said to you for years, you have to be an expert to be successful. Yes, and maybe it is true for some people. I'm sure it is. For some people, this is the truth. They're an expert, they go the way, they love it, and everything is cool. But what about the others? And today I also will talk about very famous examples like Albert Einstein and Charles Darwin, who lived all their talents and how it was even their strength and maybe their superpower. And since I'm also one of these multi-talent artists and humans, I was glad then when I found out and heard the TED Talk by Tim Harford. Made me realize nothing is wrong with me. And that I can and stay and maybe should stay on my path. Before we get to this, how he defines slow motion multitasking, let me share with you my story. I got trained as a classical singer because I wanted to be an opera singer. I went to universities in the United States and Canada and received my bachelor and master. Interestingly enough, in the bachelor degree, I had other subjects next to my music lessons and classes. Geology, math, the female and male role in Greek and Roman Empire. And I realized that I really enjoyed it. It did not hinder me in my music making. Oh yes, I had to learn to manage my time. And that was the best learning I got for myself. I got a real good time management while I was studying in the United States. And I could feed back that these other subjects also inspired me and also inspired me in my singing and made me more whole. Then I came back to Germany. I started building my career and I learned two things. One was, and that is probably very typical for singers especially, when I developed as a person emotionally, or with something, let's call it mindset, my voice improved. Wow. There is a strong connection for singers because we sing with our body and our whole being. So then I got interested in psychology, mindset, alternative feelings because I wanted to become a better singer. That was the focus. Many years later, I started having coaching clients, often singers, and they always came up to me by themselves. I feel you do something different and I want to learn from you. I realized as more authentic I am, as more I pull people towards me. Interesting. The other fascinating thing was when I started freelancing, I was working at fairs, at the Nuremberg Trade Fair halls, where I was mainly hired to translate. It was a very well-paid job for me back then. I would work 3 to 4 days and I could pay all my monthly expenses so I could focus on singing and music the rest of the month. And I got to know many different companies in all areas like medicine, computer, science, handcraft, food, and so on. And you know what happened? Oftentimes the companies offered me a job afterwards in their marketing department. I really wanted to sing, so I was very, very relaxed that I went up to the CEO and asked, "Why would you hire me? I have not studied anything close to the job you offer me." And the answer was, "We have watched you. First of all, you have amazing social skills. And since you're a singer, you know how to work under pressure. And you know how to get anything straight to the point. You're creative, you have endurance, and everything else we will teach you." So that gave me strength. If my singing would not work out, I could always find a job. And great to know what they appreciate in singers and musicians. After 2 years, I let go of those jobs. And then I was singing full-time and teaching voice and piano. And then I became a freelancing singer. And 2018, another big change came into my life. Well, let's go back. In 2015, I started to write a book with the title "New Music Does Not Destroy My Voice," because this was the question I got asked after the concert. And I started writing, and by that I found arguments that the opposite is true. Well, that is another great topic to talk about. And then my personal situation had me stop writing. In the end of 2017, I picked it up again and I talked to people if they would like to fund my book. And then one of those guys said, "Please do something with the new media." I went out from this talk and I did not know what I could do. I had no clue about new media. Then a friend showed me podcasts and I fell in love with this comfortable and convenient listening format. And then early 2018, I knew I want to start a podcast. I got everything together, had a coach, and my podcast went online in April 2018. And I was then even the pioneer in this area for German-speaking podcasts about contemporary music. Unbelievable. And since then, I published over 250 episodes. Since January 2024, regularly online, even in English. And now this podcast is listened to worldwide. It is a podcast chart show. Iceland, Israel, New Zealand, Canada, Nepal, Uzbekistan, Korea, well, Europe, etc., etc. And now I had another job, so I needed to redo my time management. And even though this podcast is work, it gives me so much energy for everything else, at least most of the times. And in this podcast, I can bring all my interests together. And when people find and book me through the podcast because they have listened to the episodes, they know me quite well. And then when they approach me, it's usually a match. And yes, I like to inspire people. I could help them somewhat during the COVID times. And one more thing. Not all instruments, I'm a singer, can practice 6 to 10 hours. No, voice can do that. Some of the woods, some of the brass, they practice shorter. Otherwise, they would tire themselves out. So I had to learn to really practice effectively. And what you do with the rest of the day. If you say, you practice about, I don't know, 2 hours a day? Yes, I can work mentally in music and memorize and do research. And then I do my rehearsing, planning, booking, etc., etc. However, there is time left. There is teaching, there is podcasting, there is developing new ideas. And I like how it all is intertwined and inspires each other. So now let's get to this thing, slow motion multitasking. This term is by the journalist Tim Harford, and it's not about multitasking like we use the term in writing or listening to music at the same time, for example. It is known that this kind of multitasking is not good for the humans and that deep work is focus. And there are books, the book Deep Work by Carl Newproto or the book Essentialism by Craig McNone. So deep work is much healthier and gets you the result that you want. And we also know how distracting it is to have a mobile phone close by. So there is this interesting research. When you have the phone lying right next to you on a table, even if you turn it around, it's getting your attention. It's getting better if you just put it somewhere in the room. But if you really want to work with a real focus, put your phone, your iPhone, smartphone, in a different room. So then you can have deep work. Slow motion multitasking means that you work on more projects parallel at the same time. When you work on a project, you go all in 100%. And then you switch to the another project and you do it 100%. There was an interesting research in 1960 about 40 of the most important and successful scientists and their work process. And all of them had during their first 100 research papers changed 43 times between different papers. And a very famous example is Albert Einstein. He published 4 important texts in 1905. And for one, he got the Nobel Prize. And did you know that Michael Crichton, whose big success was the book Jurassic Park, directed then by Steven Spielberg, he was a medical doctor. He was interested in biology and wrote books about arts, medicine, and then novels. Now let's talk about Charles Darwin. He started his research about earthworms. That was his main thing, his passion. Then he went to coral reefs, the geology, to botany, psychology and ecology. He also watched the upbringings of his children very closely and wrote a book about that. Then he wrote the books about evolution, for which he became so famous. And afterwards, towards the end of his life, he finally wrote the book about earthworms, which was his main interest, even though there was not so much public interest. So there are people we all know who fit into this category. Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Hildegard von Bingen, a woman in the medieval ages who brought us music, who left us text about medicine, herbs, stones. She left us theological texts. Very, very fascinating woman. And we also have here composers who do many things. Moritz Eggert, he's a composer, he's a pianist, he's a blogger. He does anything. He's so good at everything. There's Johannes Kreidler with his concept music, who now brings a lot of stuff also into museums because they are more like things you put on the wall. But he started out as a musician, as a composer. We also had this great singer, Carla Henius, but she also was a great curator and she did so much for the contemporary music scene here in Europe or in Germany. So what can be the advantage of slow motion multitasking? You get inspiration from outside. and from everywhere for new projects or a project you're already working on. So when you're stuck with one project, you can switch to something else, and later on you might solve and continue with other projects as well. I personally like it when inspiration comes from everywhere, what I'm working on, and how it leads to another project, text, podcast, performance. And it keeps me in a nice flow. For me, it is important to say, not only the experts are great, also we multitasker who handle different projects at a time. And most important, pick what resonates with you. Do not try to be something you're not. So we talked about one of my favorite themes, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. I wish you all the best. Live your music, live your life, and see you next time. Yours, Irene.